Welcome to your five for the day. I wonder if you have heard the saying, there's no love like a mother's love. Those of you who are or have been mothers will probably agree with this sentiment. Maybe you have made sacrifices for your children when money and food were scarce, or picked up the pieces when your child had been abused or mistreated, or been disappointed when your child let you down, yet knew you had to keep on loving them. I want us today to think of Mary, the mother of Jesus, and look at some of her experiences in relation to her son Jesus. Her whole relationship with Jesus was, in many ways, unique. The fact she would be his mother was revealed to her by an angel called Gabriel, as recorded in Luke chapter 1. She was told she was to have a baby boy conceived by the Holy Spirit. The reason for this was made plain to her in that as a consequence, Jesus, unlike me and you, would not inherit a sinful nature. She watched him grow and would have remembered the scene in the temple in Jerusalem when her 12-year-old son baffled the leading brains of the day. At that time, she couldn't understand what he meant when he spoke of being about his father's business, only realizing later that on this occasion, the father to whom he referred was not Joseph, but his heavenly father. Jesus would have grown to be the model son, with never a word, deed, or thought out of place as he grew in Nazareth, working in his father's carpenter's workshop. She would have been puzzled how that in spite of that, in later life, he would have been insulted for being born out of wedlock, mocked because he came from the backward town of Nazareth, disregarded because as a lowly carpenter, how could he possibly be the long-awaited Messiah? What she couldn't get over, however, was the band of disciples he gathered around him, the undeniable miracles he performed, the never-to-be-forgotten stories or parables he told, and the truly unique compassion he showed to all sorts of needy people. Furthermore, she would have noted that he identified with the lower classes of people, despised by the religious leaders. But now, heartbroken, she is standing with a small group of friends at the foot of his cross, just watching, listening, and seeing her son expire amidst all the blood and pain that crucifixion brings. Why should her wonderful, unique son die in such a manner, in such a place? Maybe only then would she remember some of his words, when he had said he had come to seek and to save those who were lost. Or again, I am come that they might have life, and have it more abundantly. Or again, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. At last she would realize, painful though it was, that her son had come to willingly offer himself as a sacrifice in order that the sin of others could be forgiven. In a way, he became her substitute. He certainly became mine and yours, my dear listener. He laid down his life so that me and you could have the gift of God, which is eternal life. Are we going to accept him as our Saviour today and thank him like Mary and countless others have done? Or are we going to reject him? Please trust him today and start enjoying eternal life. Thank you for listening to Five for the Day.